Former Assemblyman John Faso and 2014 gubernatorial candidate Zephyr Teachout hold commanding leads in a new Time Warner Siena College poll released on the eve of New York's 19th District Congressional Primary. Republican Congressman Chris Gibson is not seeking another term, making his seat a plum target for both political parties. Zephyr Teachout of Dover Plains, Dutchess County, and Will Yandick from the town of Livingston in Columbia County appear on Democratic ballots. John Faso of Kinderhook in Columbia County and Andrew Heaney of Millbrook in Dutchess are on the Republican line. Previous surveys showed Teachout and Faso with significant leads over their opponents. The new Time Warner Cable News Siena Research Institute poll shows both candidates forging farther ahead. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg.
Teachout leads Will Yandick by 62-23% among likely Democratic primary voters, a 39-point lead, up from a 30-point lead 3 weeks ago. And on the Republican side, John Faso leads Haney by 30 points. 58% of likely Republicans say they're with John Faso. 28% say they're with Andrew Haney. And just 3 weeks ago, Faso had a 22-point lead. That's now up to 30 points. So what we see are prohibitive favorites heading into primary day in the 19th CD.
Greenberg notes that Teachout is extraordinarily popular with Democratic primary voters, while Faso is well-liked by Republican voters. That doesn't seem to bode well for their opponents.
More than 40% of likely voters don't know enough about Yandick to even have an opinion about him. And on the Republican side, John Faso is liked by Republican voters. 55% have a favorable view of Faso compared to 25% who have an unfavorable view. Just 3 weeks ago, Faso was at 47% favorable, so he's up 8 points on the good side. Haney, 29% favorable, 47% unfavorable. So by 18 points, Haney is underwater with Republican primary voters, and that may explain why John Faso has such a big lead.
Faso, a former Assembly Minority Leader and gubernatorial candidate, sounds confident heading into Tuesday.
I'm gratified by the support that I've received throughout the district, all 11 counties. And in the polls, including the latest Siena poll, which seems to echo what I'm hearing from constituents out there, what I'm also hearing from people is that they have genuine concerns about the economy, national security, and the direction that our country is headed.
A statement issued by Heaney's campaign says in part, Siena polls have a notable and recent poor track record predicting outcomes in low turnout elections. And polls go up, polls go down, and the only poll that matters is on Election Day. But releasing the Time Warner-sponsored Siena poll literally a day before an election is, in a word, irresponsible and a grave disservice to the voters of the 19th Congressional District. Pollster Greenberg admitted primaries are low turnout elections.
It'll really depend which, you know, campaigns do the best job of getting their voters to the polls tomorrow. But it does certainly seem that Yandick and Haney have their work cut out for them if they want to mount come-from-behind victories this late in the game.
The poll asked voters who is running a more negative campaign.
Overwhelmingly, by better than 2-1, Republican primary voters say Haney is the one running the more negative campaign. 43% of voters say that, compared to 21% who say it's Faso who's running the more negative campaign. The Democratic voters in the 19th CD don't think anybody's running a negative campaign. 12% said it is Yandick, 6% said it's Teachout.
The poll did not question voters regarding a Teachout versus Faso race. Yandick's campaign manager, Tony Coppola, says in an email that their camp isn't worried about polling. They plan to keep knocking on doors and making phone calls. Teachout has a similar plan.
I am not paying attention to polls. We are focusing on earning every single vote before tomorrow's primary. The voters are the ones who make the decision, not the pollsters.
The survey was conducted from June 19th through 22nd via telephone calls to 494 likely Republican primary voters and 598 likely Democratic primary voters. The results have a margin of error of plus or minus 4.4 percentage points for the Republicans and plus or minus 4 percentage points for the Democrats. Polls are open from noon until 9 p.m. Tuesday. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.